This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The expected U.S. Senate acquittal of President Donald Trump on two impeachment charges has yet to happen. A vote is scheduled for next Wednesday after his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress when Mr. Trump will technically still be on trial. All of this after a solid wall of Republicans prevented the introduction of new witnesses and documents into Senate trial evidence. That prompted loud expressions of Democratic Party frustration and anger. We get the story from the AP's Mike Rossia.
The U.S. Senate has voted against summoning witnesses in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Chief Justice John Roberts announced the tally of the late afternoon vote Friday.
The yeas are 49. The nays are 51.
Republican Susan Collins of Maine and Mitt Romney of Utah broke ranks with the GOP and voted with Democrats for witnesses. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was quick to react.
It's a grand tragedy, one of the worst tragedies that the Senate has ever overcome.
The House of Representatives brought two articles of impeachment against Trump in December, charging abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Afghan Taliban's troubled negotiations with the United States on a peace deal have ground to a halt over insurgent violence. The latest standoff in Qatar comes with a sharp spike in attacks on American-backed Afghan government forces over the past week. Taliban spokesman Suhail Shaheen tells VOA the U.S. is to blame for the latest breakdown in the talks for making one-sided demands. No official American reaction to that charge so far. Great Britain today is a former member of the European Union. The formal separation happened just before midnight Friday. Those who had long awaited Brexit after the 2016 referendum that approved it celebrated while protests came from opponents who are predicting a rough road ahead for London. Still to be worked out is the economic relationship between the UK and the European bloc and how they will conduct trade. Both sides agree the Brexit agenda is massive. From Washington, this is VOA News. India has evacuated more than 300 of its nationals from Wuhan, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in China, where hundreds of Indians attend universities. After landing in New Delhi today, the students were taken to two quarantine facilities set up by the Indian Army. The plan is to keep them under observation for 2 weeks. 2 days ago, India confirmed its first case of coronavirus in the southern state of Kerala, a student apparently infected in China. Iran has banned air travelers from China. The United States has declared a public health emergency over the virus. It includes strict travel controls on foreigners who have been in China. All of this as the death toll stands at close to 260 among upwards of 12,000 confirmed Chinese coronavirus cases. We get a report from the AP's Jennifer King.
At a White House briefing that included other top officials, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar announced that President Trump has signed an order that will temporarily bar entry to the U.S. of foreign nationals believed to be at risk of transmitting the virus.
The risk of infection for Americans remains low. And with these and our previous actions, we are working to keep the risk low.
Americans returning from anywhere in China will be allowed into the country, but will face screening and be required to undertake 14 days of self-isolation. Americans returning from Hubei province, the center of the outbreak, will be placed in mandatory quarantine. The announcement came not long after health officials issued a federal quarantine order to continue monitoring Americans who've been staying at a Southern California military base since they were evacuated from Wuhan, China. I'm Jennifer King.
As brush fires continue burning in Australia, there are plans to begin an official investigation into the root causes of the crisis. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
While global warming isn't the direct cause of Australia's bushfire crisis, scientists have warned that a hotter, drier climate would contribute to the blazes becoming more intense and frequent. Premier of New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian, says the independent inquiry will start within days.
We want the process to be robust and comprehensive, but we also want it to be meaningful so that government can adopt any recommendations ahead of the next bushfire season.
Bushfires in New South Wales have killed 25 people since September and damaged thousands of homes. The investigation will be led by Dave Owens, a former senior police commander, and Professor Mary O'Kane, a scientist and engineer. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Once again, our top story this hour. U.S. President Donald Trump's anticipated Senate acquittal on two House articles of impeachment against him has been delayed until next week. The vote is set for Wednesday afternoon. Gene Randall, VOA News.